You've been in the Lord, name of the Lord Jesus. Pray for me once again, your neighbor. And wish them the better things which come from the throne of God, the only living God and the faithful one. It is the only wise God. If we had heaven and earth, where no one helped and supported him, he is the living God who can do things more than that. No one will be equated to him. No one will be like him. For all who claim to be gods, they know where they create their world, and they will never create heaven. For where will they put it? Will they create a new place? For he created heaven and earth. He is the one we attach to. He is the one we ask from better things that he gives us. For he made the better things. In the name of our Lord Jesus, by his Spirit who leads us, with much grace he has. And by that much grace, the Spirit has moved on to reveal to us the hidden things. Praise Jesus. We heard that the Spirit searches out all things, even the ununderstandable things of God, which is spoken of in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, from verse 9 to 14. When we are poured upon the Spirit of the Lord, he searches all things. And we move on to see the schemes of the devil unto God and to his church. Through which we see the Spirit of the Lord and its works of righteousness, the Spirit of the devil and its works of unrighteousness. Right now we wish to see the two seals, the seal of God, which is put upon by the Spirit of the Lord, according to Ephesians 4:30. And we continue to see the seal of the devil, according to Revelation 13:15-16, 17. Praise Jesus. We move on to show us the number 666. We've seen much concerning it. And we are moving on to see a lot. What is most important is know the name of that beast, animal. It will quicken us to know that number. The number of the person. His name. It is easy when you discover his name. But we understood in Isaiah 14:9-15, his name is Lucifer. And his place, Ezekiel 28:11-15, it shows that he was an anointed cherubim. He was the third cherubim on the cherubims who remain in the city of God. The two cherubims, they were in Ezekiel 10. He was the third. After discovering his position, we can know where the 666 come from. After putting Jezebel seated on the beast, the false prophet, and they became three. Praise Jesus. But this comes from where? According to Ezekiel 28, 11-25, he was an anointed cherubim from the seven spirits of the Lord, which appear in the lampstand like this. Revelation 4:5. It will show you the seven spirits of the Lord. As he was an anointed cherubim, Bible proves that he fell. And after falling, the Spirit of the Lord was branched off him and remained with the powers coming from the six spirits. Where there is a spirit of wisdom, understanding, of counsel, of the power, of knowledge, and fear. But all that, it was cast within him. And they became of a curse, and they became twisted.
kusinzira ku Zaburi
119
bamukolimira najula ekikolimo
musomyo mu cast and was filled with the curse in all his veins.
Mafuta
it flows like anointing within him.
Oyinza okugenda mbasani nga balina mafuta,
you can go with it
nga gajudde ekikolimo,
but it is full of a curse.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Tuze tulaba ku magezi agekifuula
nnenge, sick of the wisdom which is twisted,
nga atandika okukola enamba lukaga nkaga
and it begins to make the number 666. When we preach on the sixth spirit, the first number will be complete. We saw the wisdom which is twisted. We saw the understanding which is twisted. We saw the counsel which is twisted. We saw the power which is not good.
And
it is also twisted.
And
it is full of a curse.
And
we want to see the knowledge which is not right.
It's
full of a curse. And it is twisted.
And
we lost covered. When we saw the spirit making the first six, the spirit of the devil, the spirit of fear of the devils.
God
speaks so much of it in Revelation 21:8, and he says this, as we add on what we last saw. Revelation 21:8.
Naye abati n'abatakkiriza n'abagwagwa n'abassi n'abensi n'abalogo n'abasinza ebifaananyi n'abalimba bonna omugabo gwabwe gulibeera mu nnyanja eyaka n'omuliro n'ekibiriiti. That
spirit of fear of the devils, it's put upon this world like we heard, and the powerful powers of darkness, the knowledge which is wrong, the counsel of prophecy which is false, the powerful wisdom which is false, and I've given you fear which is not right. Praise Jesus. For the right fear, we heard as we explained Proverbs 8:13. And he told us this.
Ngero esule yomunana nori nyiri orekuminesa tulugamba okutia mkama kwe kuchiawa obobi amara nesukuti nekube bi naka mwaka bamba vye nchiawa.
Praise Jesus. The right fear of God is to hate evil. Praise Jesus.
There
they will claim that they have a fear of them in the heart. Every fear which doesn't bring the hatred of evil, it's the fear of the devils. Praise Jesus. For even if you find a lion, there is a fear, and it draws you and pushes you in the shrine. You may get a fear. Every time I find a lion, but let me get the shrine, that I may save myself from meeting that lion.
No,
that is not the fear of God. For the fear of God,
it
ends up surrendering your hands to God. And you ask Daniel, and the Abednego were cast in the lion's den. The lions, they feared them naturally. But they said, if you cast us there, we shall not worship those images. Praise Jesus. And remain the fear of God. And they have hated evil. Praise Jesus. There is a fear we think it's of the flesh, but the right fear of the flesh, it never draws you to sin, but it takes you out of sin. Praise Jesus. Now because of that, there is a spirit of fear of the devils, which is moving on to bring to people the number 666. And they explained to us that the fear of the Lord is the hatred of evil. Oh, the fear of God is to draw people from evil. Like we heard in Proverbs 16:6. They told us this.
Engero esula eyo 16 n'olunyiriri olw'omukaaga. Okusaasira n'amazima by'ebirongoosa obutali butuukirivu. Era okutya Mukama kwe kujja abantu mu bubi
Yes, you
must praise Jesus.
When
you claim you fear God, you still under his counsels of his words.
And
you can help many people getting out of sin. But no matter how you claim you fear God, even if you gather how much money, and if not let hate evil, and if not help this girl get out of sin, you will not be having the fear of God. You will be having the fear of the devils. This fear, they want on to create it, and they move on to hinder us to fear God. Many in the world can say they have the fear of God within them. Praise Jesus. But here God warned us in 2 Timothy.
2
Timothy chapter 3. He spoke of them like this. They in the fear of the devils. We had a lot of magic and we still see much. Even some of the great magic which is happening and moving on to bring the false fear. In this fear, out of them there
are
different powerful films. And you see film of men of power. I hear the Spider-Man.
The
children bring in the fear within them of other things. And they show high-tech science. And they show that they are very wise and they manufacture great things. And they try to show us that they even surpassed God. And they put that fear upon us. Praise Jesus. And they act those films. And they try to begin to show us the kingdom of the beast. And we can connect with it. When they acted those films, they are trying to show that the Christians are living and they don't speak. But they try to show us we can be the nature of the animals and survive there properly. If we all gather homosexuals and the evil people, like you see, a lion with a goat, for their films they act. And you find them.
Created
a film that dog is close to a hen. They don't show the animals are going to be like that. They show the people of different nations. Others will be like dogs.
They
are like others, they can live together.
For
there's no doctrine they teach about that, which show that creations are either living or not.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. But this, the Lord moved on to one of us. Timothy chapter 3, he said this.
Second
Timothy chapter 3 from verse 1.
Naye tegeera kino, nga mu nnaku ez'oluvannyuma, ebiro by'okulaba ennaku birijja.
That every four times will come. But what is going to come next? Separate serves God and never serves him. For all seem to be fearing God. They ask question and each one is claiming to fear something. Praise Jesus. When you see them, they think they have a character of fearing God. Listen clearly.
2 Timothy 3
verse 2.
Kubanga abantu
people will have those natures. If you find a pastor,
he
gets many cars
and
he has many houses, but the people he's with, they have to fear him through the things. They love themselves.
You gather
and he counts money and he abuses you after.
Your poor
day, when will it pass from you? And you are there giving him that money. And they will get out of place paying tuition for the children. They will put petrol in his car and they love themselves. But that is in the world. The spirit of the false fear begins to come. And perhaps the other lead us. They are the ones own people. God warned of this spirit of fear which is false. The fear of the devils. And people began to love themselves. And they no more have that brotherhood.
Abaagala nti abeeyagala bokka abaagala ebintu
ngabaagala ebintu
and they love things
ngati wakiri asinzo bana akikala
nalo chikabira worship and pray for it
mukama kutampa motoka
if you don't give me a car I will abandon salvation when they give you the car they come to thank
nti akatonda moto
I fear the Lord in my heart
here motoka je yapa
and the car he gave me
yavude kukutia kwa
moto came from this fear. But the first struggle God and be sure that it's not there. I can't give me a car. And the last things.
Especially
where we're in right now. It's hit number 666 to work so much. Beyond whatever it has ever worked.
And
it has so many possessions in the house. When you read there, there's the fear which captures you. And you say, my God. When you see them, you're about to bow down for them.
There
is the situation of the things which came within us. Even the gospel was changed. And they bring the spirit of the false fear. The gospel possessions came. And they packed within us. And the greed of the world grew within us.
And
the one who has the things when they park the car there.
Brother,
please stand for that seat.
What?
There is someone coming. Has arrived. You there, you quick. Where shall I say? You sit behind. Behind. But it's not something easy to see.
That really
the spirit of the false fear within you.
For
he spoke in James 2 when the rich and the poor are alive and you make the poor sit on the floor or you draw them to sit behind and you welcome the rich and you give them a front seat. Aren't you an unjust judge? Perhaps you think these things are in the world
and
even enter the church, the
spirit
of the false fear of God.
The Bible
says
that
these we persecute, they are the ones who are great in faith. Let me tell you, it's hard to make a rich sit down to be an intercessor. But the poor are the ones who are intercessors.
They're
the ones on the altars. They're the ones who raise the faith of the word.
They're
the ones who used to sit on the altars. People who used to look funny. They were despised.
I think I know back it is.
They took our believers.
Come on.
Someone doesn't pray how many times that they come with a car. Even if you are always around, no one considers you.
You
get used to that false fear that is in the world and in the church. For people, they no more honor the one who fears God.
Asked in
Psalm 15, Lord, who will sit in the house of yours? And they never give us. They will despise the
people
and they honor them who fear God. If you have all you don't have, you must be honored because you fear God and you hate evil. But the situation changed totally. And the spirit of the fear of the devils continue to come in the church and we no more fear God. We fear human beings and possessions. And when you see them, if someone come home and
swim
and he can tell you that it is the brethren. Fear is the possession he has, the cars and the houses. This is where most of the pastors fall from.
And
they begin to put money within you. And they begin to tell you, you know what? I don't want to speak it from worship.
Let
me begin from the word. But today, Pastor, I've been thinking. Let them just worship. I feel like worship. That is the rich man, he feels like wants worship. And the pastor's house. I thank the Lord, he revealed it to me. They were
going
to just be worshiping. Yet someone was put it in him. Pastor. They would have prophesied upon people. That is how they do it.
When a movie and you get a moment to mind
you involve yourself without knowing.
At younger old,
let's move on here.
At Timothy was say, a shock with the Suyok Sato, no need to work with
2 Timothy 3:2.
Tiabagari being to Avenue Mediza.
Avenue Mediza.
These are people who boast. They come to thank.
And
you, you wonder the poverty upon you. The way they come.
Never some
I thank the Lord. You brethren, I found you around. Even this one, I found her around. But we, God, has a reason for us. You, when are you seeking Him? What happens there is not something easy. All of you want to touch, to tap the blessing of the person. When you heard Jesus, you are going to heaven. You heard as if you heard what?
You
get some money, you got to touch the hands, shake the hands. And you're quick.
Hallelujah.
I thank the Lord.
I thank
the Son of the Lord in the hands. See how we fear.
They
proceed with pride.
That
even touching my hand is hard.
You
went to heaven.
Does
he accept to be greeted? Seeing him, how much does it cost?
That
is the situation we are in. The spirit of the fear of the devils. Which prophet refused to come closer to him? Or any apostle in the scriptures? For they come from heaven. Even the Lord came from there. They asked the spirit of fear and they brought it rich in the church. We shall get out and you see what is there. There they so
separate.
Even in the church they brought it. They came, they were the knowledge really twisted. And we worked over them. They told us, I reached the reception
standing
and the devil was right there in hell. And we passed him very carefully. And he passed even the devil. And I walked with Jesus.
Jesus
entered me into another terminal.
And
we passed the angels of the devil, the demons. And we are beating. And they even passed what? But what you fear is false.
Who tells
you the devil lives in hell? And that his demons are beating people down there. All that was false fear. That fear was just for a moment.
And
when you speak right here, and you shed cloth their tears like that, and you say, stop there, stop there. But perhaps you go ahead, but they are threatening.
I didn't know how to cut.
And one of the pulpit also
said,
when you reach there, and
put it on your watch,
the fire is burning. What happened there?
This
they brought the wrong fear. And read the time when we say
it.
If the devil lives in hell, the righteousness have failed to execute it, I must connect with him.
Me too
will give me among them who are going to beat people. That's why the Lord speaks of them in Isaiah. They made a covenant with death and hell. That covenant will be annulled. They had this gospel and they said, what? Righteousness have failed it. What I have to do,
I will
make a covenant with this devil. And when I reach hell,
mbere mu bakomanda
be. I will be among his commanders.
Era abantu banyo batandise okukola endagaano
naye. People have already made covenants with him.
Bali gyesalingira ku mativi.
They are registering on televisions and the computers.
WhatsApp.
On the WhatsApp.
Baba gamwe gyesalinga
eki. Tell them register.
Bajja kuwa akalimu
emagombe. They will give you a job in hell.
Stana ajja kuba takuba ngo.
The devil will not be beating you, you'll be a colleague of his.
Bambalete ebigambo ne bagamba.
Others brought word of the saint.
Ti muguru eyo.
And in heaven.
As long as
you're born again, once it's done.
And
even though you don't have gotten cities, there are other structures like of chicken in heaven. Now you'll be residing in them. You've got a fear. And
you
say, but let me get saved.
God
work for righteousness. It's not easy.
I'll
be in the chicken houses there.
God
in the city has a, in heaven has a city.
He
has no villages you're speaking about. And they beat people. And the devil opened the book. And
he
saw the punishments to be offered. Now the devil told us.
And they
beat him, the devil off his chair and threw it down. After they say it. Jesus took me in hell.
And
as he was getting out of
there,
demons arose out and came to attack the church. Now, what are we going to do, servant of God? Enter prayer. Is the one who beats and he set them loose? The church got the fear which is not right.
We are
to strike hell.
Then
we take you back. We restore you in the chains. We got strengthened in the false fear.
When
they told us the fears and the tears are flowing down. But you are a thief and a robber. You are not going even to get out of it.
You know?
Threatened, but still, I'm not getting out of it. Where to go, you begin to question at every
year.
It's there. That's why ever since that gospel was born, church got more corruptible.
They
continue to put on short skirts, bring in wrong dances in the church,
thinking
that God in the wrong fear.
The
first thing the church shall hit the world, see what is there.
In
the spirit of the fear of the devils.
What's
the first six of the devil?
For
we are the sixth spirit.
From
the six spirits of the devils.
Mm-hmm. 2 Timothy 3:2. Abenyumiriza abamalala.
And they are
full with pride. They come to testify, but even what they clothe, and the madam, the pastor's wife, the way she's walking, and the heels that they slit under, the she makes hallelujah like this, she faces a problem. Now when she crosses like this, for they sit in the front,
and
you think Jesus, have you seen hallelujah? And they are lips have been painted like this.
And
their have been written, pointed up as if they are like apes in the desert.
But you
think they fear God.
The
Bible says, 1 Peter 3, even women claim to fear God, let them clothe decently. But you
fear a man
of God, you can't speak of her.
And if you are repentant,
why have you spoken of her? We are dead, Lord.
They are going
to strike us today.
I saw
the pastor's wife was still wrongly. Let's go repent for that. And what happens there? And the fear is wrong. You saw it. You saw pastor's wife sitting wrongly. She had clothed the shorts. Did you see wrongly?
You
find pastor is in a short
truck
and he calls in counseling. And you get a lot of speaking about it. Man of God, you anointed. You cannot speak of that.
Pastor,
you spoke of what you speak about. And if they touch you, which part you cannot speak of that? The brother told me, they prayed for them and they cut them from their wife. When they went back, they never told their husband that.
When you see that
pastor cut me
demon, they had it.
And the fear there is nothing like hating evil, not even taking people out of evil. And they put their pillars there.
They must bewitch
people.
And those people
are very fearful. That they pray evil for
you don't know
what it costs to speak of the man of God.
Bible
told us that shameful things like that is good to speak of them in secret.
Amen.
But we had a fear.
The man of God borrows money from you and refuses to pay you. Brethren.
Pastor.
You want to say what?
He
borrowed me. You speak what? Speak of the man of God.
He
never paid.
And
the fear which is out there.
It's
the fear of the devils. Let me tell you one thing. When we enter the world,
this
is what we're going to see.
But yes, Satan,
when you fear the devil, and it tells you that totem is a dog, if you dare eat it, can beat you for that.
No.
And you say it is right. I believe.
When
you believe in it, it happens on you.
If
you
dare
eat that fish, when it's your
total,
it's the brethren who ate that fish, did they beat you? And you touch with the money of those twins.
Tell
me of those baskets which are twins, I come for them. You
must
look at that much money, you touch it, you get.
The
devil is all over the entire world. Each one believes in something.
They
are doing the dangerously treat you. You're going to see of the clans. Why did they create that fear? Let's move on.
Second
Timothy 3 verse 2.
Abavumi
and the abusive.
A
pastor says, let people pledge. Others are pledging 1 million, you're pledging 5,000. And they say, look at you. 5,000, is it money? Are you foolish? And you look at people. You want
the
house of
God.
You bring 10,000 to God. You have understanding. That is the pastor of the P5.
kakada teba afuma rongera kumutia
the one year business they continue to fear the battle
but
now I brought the millions flow for me now I get the car what happens
here?
And they put fear which is false when you come to religions believe thing in the idol of Mary if you mess it up Mary attacks you in the night and messes you up if you go and you point to Joseph what are you doing? Joseph comes in the night and chases you. Now the next day when you come back on the idol, oh Lord, you are the real one. You joke.
There
is a sheikh who enters in that room where they pray their prayers. That you enter there, you're not a shame. You never even got
woozy.
The big things which happen on you. I want to enter there when I've not gotten
woozy.
You joke with those things.
After
you put in a fear like that, you are in the umbrella of number
777.
They can do to you whatever they want. Even
suck
blood from you, they can do it and even you die. Remember Matthew 10 tells us
that
they can kill the body.
Timoseo 2:3-2.
2 Timothy 3:2.
And they're
disobedient. Now listen to this. When they read it here, and they say, you speak your powers. And you refuse to obey your physical parents.
And you say,
pastor said you have to sleep in the overnight.
Parents
is my child. Today you shouldn't be home in the overnight. Be home.
Pastor
said, you father, you are a devil. How can you refuse me to go to pray? Let me tell you, father, the man I would have given it to you, I've given it to the Lord. And the Lord comes in Matthew 15. What we would have given, we claim we gave it to the church. Matthew 15.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
I
would have given to you, I'll give it to the Lord.
But they come and say you
put a fear in us.
It will
not even help your relatives. Women got money from their accounts when they have not told their husbands. Pastor said. They used to put their land titles.
Sometimes
they have given it out, even the car. And they put that fear. And they tell you, rise up when you have a demonic spirit upon your head.
And
it's what is driving you to get the money the husband
gets it
to keep. Or you plan with your husband to keep. Husband can say, I'm a husband, I'm a husband. He gets the money and keeps
that.
Marriage is not honored.
For
they who even reason evil, God beat them. Acts 5.
Ananias
and Sapphira planned to give to the Lord. And they deceived that they sold another amount and gave another. They too were beaten. Married who agreed on wrong things. How about you don't agree with each other? Grab money and you rather take it as you. And you fear those people. Have the spirit of the fear of the devils.
2 Timothy 3:2.
Ungrateful. You take your little money to the church and see.
Pastor
is going to call you because you sent him 50,000. one of a million shillings to what they call, but we are going to pray for the man of God. He sold in us 20 million shillings. You of 500 shillings, when will they ever pray for you? Now you are seen like a dead dog. They are ungrateful, they never thank.
They
send on mobile, send on mobile. Have they ever called back to thank you? But on the television, the number is slashing aside.
Mobile
money number. Send the money on. But you are already thanking. You thank the Lord
for
the man of God he has given us. Oh, I don't know for stealing from us. The man of God was given you to steal from you. They themselves, they are ungrateful, they never thank all their days. You take your bread to his home. They can just look at you and they wonder whether you have any understanding. On the level and anointing flowing on me. But this is in the entire world. We have an angle to see it in the world. But as judgment begins from the house,
it's
first going to sit deeper the false fear within the church.
Second
Timothy 3, verse 2.
Abatali batukuvu.
They don't want holiness at all. When you bring the gospel of holiness, they get so hungered of you. What gospel have you brought? We are in the gospel of harvest. We are in miracle. What are you speaking about? We are in the gospel of victory. What
have
you spoken? Where is this? Anointing flows from here. Pastor, you understand it properly. The anointing of Jesus is of healing. That your righteousness and holiness take it aside. When you reach there, and they tell you a story. Jesus met me when I had no tooth. And he struck me down, I fainted. And I walked where there was light in the house. And it restored my tooth in a man.
He
told me I go to heal people. From then he's never come back. Stories are right there. And it begins healing. Righteousness and holiness. We are in healing. And we recover all evil and the good ones.
He
recovers all the demonic spirits and restores them back. When the recover finishes, you must be many sick people in the church. Is it not like that? They were ever reached there in those programs. When the program of recover finishes, there are many people get sick in the church. Many come from the village where they have gotten sick, and others when they have gotten mad. For that program, it knows it recovers and restores all the past.
And the
demons to come back on the village.
There is no living
God who can tell you recover all. How can you dare recover all? Not like choosing the good from the wrong. Praise the Lord. That thing I posters there with that word. And they are recovering all the 17th time. But the question came to me, the past conferences they have been having, if they have been recovering all in all those conferences, what more are they recovering if they recovered all the past 17 times? Now I remember the question, but I never, if you have not understood,
When they chase a demon and it goes to the desert,
it
has to come back with other 70 of them.
Now
they recover the one they chased with the 70 others.
They are
recovering all the demons to come back. Even with other 70.
Timothy 2 Timothy 3:3. Abatayagala ba Luganda.
What they find of what? Let me tell you, fellowship with the churches. And you pray evil prayers to each other. Each one mind his business. And you are self-seeking, you wish your own self. And you claim you are in the church. You are still going to the same heaven. But the prayer, another is striking another to get off that they may enter there.
Ate mwaturanga yone muri mukama.
You sit there and you wait upon Lord. Ndoko
kubera wansi wo mukono ko muereza wo.
Hand of your servant.
Nenga bakukua buli kisera na yongo.
Write you down every time.
Ya kuyimirira muri jali ya Yesu.
I will stand the name of.
Bampara na ruachira bya.
And they fight for my gifts.
Ndatura nga bakuba.
You sit there and they strike you.
Ndori musabo no muganda
wa. You are in the shrine, my brother.
Wanje.
Praise Jesus, brethren. In that place where we were, I used to speak, they had a word of breaking. And the other would, ministers would complain that the minister broke another minister. They would have such talks.
Second Timothy 3:3.
They never reconcile.
When
you go to ministry, you have to chase yourself from there.
You
go to start a ministry to abuse your other colleagues.
You
never say if it's serving the one God, you go begin. As God told you, but you have to first fight and quarrel and abuse each other. They never reconcile. What you are even on there? You are in a shrine. And you're fighting to get closer to the pastor. And you've forgotten to get closer to God. To prove these things are of sorcery. A man who gets from his own, he told him that if he's to begin another ministry, he has to start 240 miles ahead from him. They will begin ministries around the territory where he is. Whoever began the ministry collapsed.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Things like that happen. Remember these men. They are used by the spirit of the devil.
And
they bring the fear of the devil in the people.
There
is no fear of God which is there. Now here you can look within yourselves. But the others to look in another's eyes, you fear this. In the night they are going to dream where they have been chased with a panga. And when you're praying,
the
people you get far from, and you don't get near the brother when you pray, they can bind you they can involve in binding you in the prayer. And when you bring each other in the synagogue,
yes,
praise Jesus. You
are.
I don't know where you are. Others are so messed up.
Yes, you have a
spirit. But be well.
And
praise the word. Son of the Lord God. They're just quick and you're moving on. There's no time. Time for things to sin.
niyobudde boruganda nga bumuliyawo muli baruganda.
By the time of the brethren, you have your brethren.
Buli ajja n'okukyazeewe kuba akwate bwakukyaza olemerayo bulemezi.
A pastor to host you in their home, that when they host you, you've gone to capture their blessing from their home.
And to be
like that church when it was in pains.
And
the brethren to host you.
You
begin altars, and after you strike each other through prayers on the altars.
Second Timothy 3:2-3.
And the slandering which happened there.
Musumba.
Pastor.
Mwega editori yangambi.
The other sisters has told me. They dreamt when you are night dancing.
And
when they speak, they never saw it. But they see the spirit of slander is within them. I have to slander him, that they take them aside. At least I have to get there. I'm going to pray that I see something upon them. I have to see something upon them, Lord.
Yes,
Jesus.
Uganda,
that brethren Nakato revealed something upon her. Lord, I'm not going to sleep. I'm not leaving my knees. I'm here. I want to see something upon her.
It must
see what is upon her today. And the Lord say, what? You're going to see it. I'm going to fake it and you'll see. And he fakes it. As you
close it,
he's down the path of Jesse. And
you
begin like your brother in the church. But you even fear each other, look at each other.
Second Timothy 3:3.
There's no self-control at all. Everything is quick. The Lord checks the heart and they clothe whatever they want. Now the devil is like that. That's where the spirit of false fear.
But
the situation is not understandable. It's not right.
As
if you go to heaven, but you're not one.
There are
things you fear, but they're not right. Praise Jesus so much. Me too, I also got a fear. Now I want to shame the devil. When I was pregnant of my son, and now he showed me the pastor's place, I went there. I was pregnant, and the pregnancy had protruded so much. And he began to prophesy upon me. And he said, let's see where they're going to give birth to a king. And they say, most time people are pregnant get sick. And they say, you feel a sickness troubling you, which itches you in your private parts. It was there. And he told me what you have to do. I was about to give birth. He told me what you have to do. They bewitched you. Someone bewitched you, feel like candidiasis. But they just bewitched you. Now you'll buy gloves. You bring them. I don't usually do that. I will put anointing oil at your parts so you'll be well. Me too, I got so threatened about that. I went back when I was praising him. I said, if I have more prophets, this man sees. Now I went there back on Monday. On Wednesday, on Thursday, I gave birth. And the situation I passed through never allowed me to take the gloves to anoint me. when I went to the village, I came back to the city, and the situation had gotten worse. I said, let me go back to the man of God to get money that I buy clothes. Let me put oil. Now the Holy Spirit just helped me. I don't know what blocks me to go there. But I had gotten threatened and I was determined to go buy gloves to be anointed. That which could be taken from me. Now that deceived me many things. He was going to anoint that oil. It would have been so much. He knew you couldn't get pregnant already, you're pregnant.
We had to say, God, what you want to get a phone?
Of course, I would have said, you're not going to get any problem.
You're
ready, you have. Now I have the oil. It is much. It was foolishness. Going to happen next. We met that man like that, myself, with him, Apostle. We met him here, son. And he told us very funny things. He wanted to come in the ministry to help people. He
had
the oil, he washes them and with water.
When
they go to get the deliverance, they go together in the bathroom. I think that's where you get your deliverances with him.
And
you're two getting deliverance. The man and that woman. It doesn't work so much on the men, that's what he said.
Deliverance.
His deliverance was specialized mostly in the women.
Second
Timothy 3 verse 3.
Abakambwe.
Ngabakambwe.
And these are people who are brought. As if they are pastors. Their face are like of monkeys. Under the pastor said, I think you under, and he begins to open her butt like that for you. I will even curse you. Let them die.
Timotheo, echo kule sulayo kusatu olinyirwa kusatu.
Second Timothy 3 verse 3.
Abatayagala bulungi.
Byemugambo simanyi banne tudde mirembe.
Let's be peaceful. They don't like that.
Bo bamanyi omuvuyo mwe bayino
fulira. They know through chaos. That's how they profit. They can never allow you to be one. Master, the beauty is so much, they will surrender yourself to read the word. For they know you can wage a war on them. That you can build new words upon their lives.
Second Timothy 3:4.
Treacherous.
The
man goes on the, comes on the pulpit. When the pastor told him, the money we are making today, when you make 2 million, it will take 1 million. He called now a colleague pastor from a certain place. Now you think you are one with them. And they are telling you things of heaven. They know he's of the devil. Puts you in a trick, claiming that you are in the things of God.
Second Timothy 3:4.
They
are with very hard heart.
When you
they can tell you where you go past me to reach you.
Timotheo, chokubiri satu nya.
Second Timothy 3:4.
Abegulumiza.
Bewe bitibwa.
They honor themselves.
Their spiritual fathers.
Bamami. Their mummies.
Abakulemberamu abegayirize.
They will lead the intercessors.
Omanyife tubakukulemberamu fe. Faba. Fe begayirize.
We are the intercessors.
We are the worshippers. We are, who are we?
Oh,
we shouldn't test it anymore. You do it yourselves. And me, where I minister,
the senior pastor.
I am the senior pastor. You understand it?
Brethren,
you have understood me? Where I come from?
The senior pastor.
I am the senior pastor. I have ministered.
I
even added bishop. And I have 4 churches. I have like 16 churches. I'm an engineer at the same time.
And
I'm an inspector general in my church.
And
you begin to fill with awe.
Man
is a great man. We
normally
drive simple cars. God took us from that level. I
think
you see what I drive. Me and my family. God arose for us long time. When will yours arise? Said to
say,
man of God, when you have come. And
it is
like that.
Who has had
it? You prepare your seat.
The
anointing I came with is going to take you and ship you where you are and sit with princesses. What happens there? Fear which we don't understand. It's not to hate evil. It's that to be struck your heart with fear. Clouds of demons upon their heads as they preach. He has a cloud upon his head. You saw the light of Abaddon. Entered taking someone.
Proof
God came for him. The light flashed once and he took him.
As
reading Joel. And the Abaddon that once moving like that. Man of God. He was taken in glory. But he died a wild sickness. When you get from there, don't speak of that.
Man died
a wild sickness. But we are not speaking about it. We are the elders of the church. We retain separate. A wild sickness. You know,
why don't
you save people who are
staying
stuck there? I hear what? And you know the proof.
Even
the sick wives of his are still there. You know, he made people fly like birds. And they shifted from there to the church. And they were shooting him, and the bullets went aside of him. God was his name. Yet even a wizard, you shoot him, and the bullets went off him. The wizard we're going to see ahead.
The
village when it's raining, but whenever he passes, no rain.
Somebody
seek the fear of God, but they can never live evil.
Just
wives are to bring in. Even getting sick of a wild sickness, you still feel that you're treating the man of God.
Second Timothy 3:4.
It reached here. Dancing, and they are shaking themselves. And they are shouting and touching and and get down church at this is the woman doing that.
But people.
And we
rejoice and we laugh. And the anointing has flown.
And we say,
the man of God prayed for the choir.
And
the choir was given anointing. And you bring your offerings with a false fear. The joy which is there, the dancing of the pleasures.
It's
tremendous plate. And they bring in reggae.
Yes,
but what happens there? That people fear God.
They
have the spirit of fear of the devil which is dead.
They are dancing.
That you fear God. All this, let me tell you,
they are
behind the number 666,
and
the spirit of fear of the devils.
This
spirit is sitting there in another fear, not to
aid
people, not even take people out of evil, but to be in places. And people fear you.
You
have those patches on your brother, and you're moving with patches. That child is wise.
Yes,
it's a typical foolish pastor.
That body said dance heaven.
Now they brought dance heaven.
No,
the heaven of the dance of the heaven. It doesn't even mean that. It means a foolish thing. They're happening there. You still have the fear of God. You sit there in your dogs. And he sees his son in his dogs.
Dogs.
Come here, do this. And the man of God comes, do delay if he commands you. He's his dog. By the time he called you dog, do you think he was joking? And even the 77 has them. The 77 chief has them, he chose. And they're his dogs, they ambo to the out of them he got that name. Everything he speaks, they do it.
Second Timothy 3:5.
They have a way.
Fear
God. The spirit of fear they have.
It's
not the right fear of God. Of hating evil.
You
find them their clothing. Their talk. Their actions. They don't marry, they don't get married. They are into adultery.
And
all works of violence. They are homosexuals. They are white women and women. They are both white men. They are wild things they do.
You
prophesy mega weddings and you fear. And you fear to bring your own spouse who has little money. And you decide to take things yourself and survive there. Or you get a boy out there, or you seek for a way you survive in works you are not right.
2 Timothy 3:5.
But they don't want the power of God. But when you bring darkness, they are right with it. It's not power of what? Let's go. Pastor. Pastor can strike you down. Can you look through you? That is what they want. But this power which makes the sun make shine day and night, and we breathe, they don't believe that power. Even when you teach it to them, they feel saddened.
of
being.
The power which grows food.
The
power which grows human beings. Which moves the streams.
They
don't believe that.
You
then strike them down.
Strike
them that they believe this is God with you.
No meza we kijanja.
You grow a bean right there.
This
God of this man.
He's
best right at his place.
But
many beans which have grown in the world. But you reject the power of God. And you search out for power which is not good. And you get the fear which is not right. You
make
us all fall down. You stop breathing and see if you don't fall down. If God has made many people fall down, if
every night Taliban
are made to fall down when he passes through, just sleep. Everyone down. How many don't sleep? Everyone, God strikes them down and they sleep.
If
you lift the head, you can no more get up.
And
the sleep has overpowered you. And you cannot overcome it. When he strikes you down once, and you fall on the chairs, you prove the power of God is there. They told you and they have a kind of fear of God, but they reject the power of God and they accept false powers and they get the fear which is not good.
Timotheo, First Timothy 3:5. He said, if you want to be
saved,
have nothing to do with these people. If you get back, it will be upon you. What will happen to you? And here we don't stop anyone to get back.
Kubanga kwabo, bebantu abasensera mu nyumba ne banyaga abakazi abasiru siru.
Batu keyo kubikazi ebyayo none ko bulungi.
Foolish women who are corruptible.
Ne banyaga ne
ade
grab. And he
passes aside there.
Na komaona awereza
mba. And he comes back to minister and anointing.
But
the women use not to speak of the mistakes they do. They have them in the church. And they know that even the heathen they were with them. But they don't speak of it. We finished him. And they are seated. And they meet in the office and they do everything they want, but they will never speak it. There are women who are corrupted in eyes and they are very full of violence. They are seated and they are given a microphone.
Yes, we have.
Praise Jesus. Father or pastor, understand the power upon him.
Okumanya daddy,
to prove that.
And then Chimani,
me, I know.
Amanichi,
he knows what. They know where they meet. My daughter, stand up, stand up. When you think, you may think that they fear God. You will see what they speak. And you speak right, the pastor begins to avoid you.
She
has the voice. I don't know what happened to them. Speak with
the
stereo. Why do you want a stereo from her?
Girl
talks so
much.
That voice is so high. You get a way to agree with him. The anointing of this man works. Every day you have not been seeing them. You see them on television, they speak such. If you want to prove,
you will see them on television, they speak such.
yabiza mama be bali bali eri ku mugundi.
They are the ones who are there. A man of God. As we
have.
He has been doing to all of us like this.
Timoseo, Eshokubi, Sleok Satu, Nolin Yuwa Mukaga.
2 Timothy 3, verse 6.
Kubanga kwabo bebantu abasensera mu nyumba ne banyaga abakazi abasirusiru abazitoyerwa ebye bingi.
Akati wamalo kitegera wafiru abaro.
When they know you lost your husband.
Abaana ne bafa.
And the children died.
Kikoli mu kyama nyenye wetaga amanyi gomusajja wa Mukama.
The power of the man of God.
Ngagasula nawe mu nyumba.
And it sleeps within the house.
Olinyo lomukaga.
Verse 6.
Abafugibwa okwegomba okutali kumu. Abayiga bulijjo ne batayize nako zonna okutuuka mu kutegeerera ddala amazima.
Bw'obatuukako,
when you reach them, every day they are fellowshipping. But when you ask what they understand, it's a serious problem over that. Now you fellowship 30 years.
Tusomese kukubatizibwa n'okuzaalibwa mu
ndiwo. Also baptism and getting born again.
N'ekumbiri okuva mu
ggulu. Even a body from heaven.
Batayina kyamuniwa.
And there's nothing they know at all.
Nenga bali muri befuda
abati ya Katonda. They claiming to fear God.
Sitani kino kizimbuluko saki yateko mu abantu.
This is his yeast he put in the people.
Mulowoze nga ntino bali n'okutya Katonda.
That they think they have the fear of God.
Era nti bakya w'ekibi.
And that they hated evil.
Era ne bayamba bangi okuva
mu bibi. And they helped many to get out of evil.
Nenga bakunganya abantu ab'okwononera
ddala. They gather people to corrupt them more.
Nga bukyanu kwa Matayo 23.
That's written in Matthew 23.
Tebayimiridde ku mulyango gw'engira obwakabaka.
They have stood the door of the kingdom of God.
Nebo benyini tebayingira.
They are not entering themselves.
Era buli ajja okuyingira bamuziyiza.
Everyone
to
enter, they hinder them from that way.
2 Timothy 3, verse 8. Tebaliyongera kubanga obusirusiru bwabwe bulitegeererwa ddala abantu bonna.
Nkati okwemboka kwonna okw'amadini kwe mbadde mulaba.
Now all the rise of the religions will be seen.
Nga mulaba abantu bakakkambatya Katonda.
People fear God.
Ebiro byabwe byaweddeko.
Their seasons is finished.
Omwoyo gw'okutya kw'abasitaani kasita kubikkulwa.
Period of the fear of the devil is revealed.
Babadde beekwesa emmotoka waluka nkaga mu kadde nga beegonza.
Hid behind the number triple seasons where they humble themselves.
Balina amagandula amawanvu.
And they have long garments.
Nga mulyoka mutya ebyo nga mulowooza.
And you fear such thinking.
Mbayambadde nga kabona wa
Katonda. They are clothed like a priest of God.
Check
them in Ephesians 6.
The
bright clothing of God. And they have nothing. And
they
feared falsely.
2 Timothy 3:9. Era ng'obwabali bwe bwali. Naye gwe wagoberera nnyo okuyigiriza kwange, empisa zange, okuteesa kwange, okukkiriza kwange. Okugumiikiriza kwange, okwagala kwange, okulindirira kwange, okuyigganyizibwa kwange, okubonaabona kwange, ebyambeerako mu Antiokia ne mu Ikoniyo.
Yesu
yebazibwe.
Tufunze ku ebyo ebitono ebirabika mu kanisa.
And we sum up a few which happens in the church.
Ebikwesa omwoyo gw'okutya kw'abasitaani.
Which have hid the spirit of fear of the devils.
Nga balimbika okubeera omwoyo gw'okutya Katonda.
And they claim to be the spirit of fear of God.
Ku lunaku luli olw'okubiri tujayingira okulaba ekiri mu nsi.
On the day of Tuesday we shall enter to see what is in the world.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Kubanga omwoyo guno.
For this spirit,
what
spread from the church and even entered the church, and there is going to be a false fear.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Peter,
Second Peter, chapter 2, from verse 1.
Peter, echokubiri sule yokubino linyo lusoka. Na era ni wabawo neba nabi abobulimba mugwanga. Era angane mumwe bwewaliba. Abayigiriza b'obulimba abaliyingiza mu nkiso obukyamu obuzikiriza era nga beegaana ne mukama waabwe eyabagula nga beereetera okuzikirira okwangu era bangi baligoberera obukaba bwabwe balivumisa ekkubo ery'amazima Era olw'okwegomba bali bavisaamu amagoba n'ebigambo ebyagunjibwa.
Owulidde bulungi ekigenda mu maaso.
Heard clear what is happening.
Nga beegonza.
And they humble themselves.
Kulowooza nti batya Katonda.
Think that they fear God.
Nga bakolamu ssente nnyingi.
Much money from you.
Era mubawadde akasente bambi.
And you've given them money.
Ibura muntu kubyatugambye
jo. The Spirit told us yesterday.
Tuddamu kumubanja.
We shouldn't demand him.
Kubanga tumuwanga kuwadde kasente.
Never given him anything.
Yagambi yeje byamagero byakula ababugabi
yawerere.
Eyo je mwawanga sente za mwete
yo mwabanja. Your money no one demands him.
Yagambi twenenye nokwere nyokuwa example twaide mubanja.
Also repent claiming that we used to demand him.
Nokuruza nti twali tumunonyo okuyita mukusiba kwaffe.
That we fought him through our fasting.
Nokuteka ngayo sente mbutu mutapi.
Put up money that we are tapping him.
Yagambi yo naje misango tuli na mwaso.
Those are the cases we have before him.
Natulagira fefe natwene.
He commanded all of us to repent.
Demu tumuandilize kuta watali kusasura.
Come him afresh without payment.
Yagambi.
He said.
Mwenenye munawe bwekirabo ekyo moyo mutukufu.
A spirit.
Era nalaga nti abagezaako kumugula.
And he said they would try to buy him.
Bali ne bali mususa gwekibi.
They were evil.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Era nalaga.
And he showed.
Ebyamagero bitu wali no mulundi no gumu.
The miracles nothing.
Mbanabbi baba tumi.
Among the prophets of
the
Lord ever sold them.
So Thomas asuranga.
No, you've never paid him. And you've never demanded him.
Yavayogera magalatia.
That's why it's written in Galatians.
Tuli ne banja.
We have an obligation.
Mubiri sikwe kutubanja.
Not unto the body.
Nayo moyo.
But the spirit.
Atubanja.
He owes us.
Kudayo kumunonya
mungu. We owe him to seek him afresh.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Bali tulowooza nti wali omuwadde
ekintu kyonna. Don't think you've ever given him anything.
Abasajja bakubbye ne bakugisaamu amagoba.
Men have stole from you and have gotten profits from you.
Nga beewombeeka.
And humbled themselves.
Mukutya okufu.
In the false fear.
Nga bw'omulaba bannange.
When you see them.
Waliwo bannange oli
omubbi. The other thief.
In the name of Jesus.
Linnya erya Yesu.
You are going to be healed.
You're going to be kuwonyezebwa.
By the strike of Jesus,
when did you hear Jesus?
We are healed.
Who are you?
God healed.
You are healed.
Namukunganya sente z'omuchere kilo.
You got the money
kilo ya mitwale
etano. For the rice each kilo 50,000 shillings. After striking you down, and he struck you with demons, you begin to get money to pay. Thank you for the service.
They will
make much profit through those humility. When you find them giving a speech,
presiding apostle, doctor,
and he's in those garments of the Protestants, and he's selling us out that we are a religion. These people, they humble themselves like that. And after they grab from us, and we think they fear God, yet they have never gotten out of evil. And they have never helped people get off evil.
They
humble in things which are not real.
Tuli mu Peter ekyokubiri essuula eyokubiri n'olunyiri lwa kusatu.
Second Peter chapter 2 verse 3.
Era olw'okwegomba bali bavisaamu amagoba n'ebigambo ebitali n'ebigambo ebyagunjibwa. Era olw'okwegomba bali bavisaamu amagoba n'ebigambo ebyagunjibwa.
Bagunja ebigambo ebipya.
Invent their own words.
Era batonda wa amafuta aga buli lunaku.
Create anointing of every day.
Olunyiriro okusatu, omusango gwabwe okuva edda tegulwa n'okuzikirira kwabwe tekubongoota.
Tekubongoota.
The strong destruction has never slept.
Ate bwe bakusindika mu kuzikirira.
And they send in destruction.
Twawulira mu kubi kwa 15.
We have Revelation 15.
Nti abo bonna abalina maaka y'ensi.
All be the mark of the beast.
Balina okugenda mu nyanja
y'omuliro. They have to go in the lake of fire.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Bwe tubuuka muko katono.
When we jump a little.
Tugenze ku lunyiriri.
We've gone to verse 10.
Second
Peter 2, verse 10.
Naye okusinga bonna abatambula okugoberera omubiri mu kwegomba okw'obugwagwa ne banyooma okufugibwa.
Banyooma okufugibwa.
They despise authority.
Era tebakkiriza nti waliyo kitaffe ali.
Never accept there's a father in heaven.
Bavaayo bennyini bafuuka ba kitaffe.
They arise and become our fathers.
Ne banyooma okufugibwa abatatya abakakanyavu tebakankana kuvuma ba kitiibwa
They can wake up and tell you.
The
cherubim they put in the way they
took.
They too sinned and ran from there. Did you hear him? He can tell you. Let me tell you.
Lazarus.
Even though the rich man
who
was in hell commanded brothers in heaven. They are there and they are busy. You can never see them. After they come tomorrow and speak in humility, you may think they are in the spirit of fear of God.
In
that you humbled where there is a good anointing.
Who is your father?
Anita Atawo. Anita Awo. My friend, we don't know our father. Homecoming. Don't we know our home in heaven?
Their
words are not easy people these days. And remember, that is what they saw in us. When you grow in their hands, they grow you when you two are like that. And you are in the false fear. And you move on to work for the number 666. Praise the Lord, brethren. Apostle, you have spoken that we have nothing that we the Spirit owes to us, but we owe Him. But I pray you separate for me. I got a dream today. We are in the fellowship as we are now. It was around midday, and the end arrived. But the storm began from here. But all of us, as we are in the fellowship, we all died. But Apostle alone, he remained, and he was the one holy, and remained the way he is. Me too, I was crushed there and I hit. But as I had been crushed, I remained saying one thing, that we are guilty. Now, one who separate from me. Is that the obligation we have to the Spirit, or it was the fear of the devil? The one you saw standing is the Holy One who stands all the time. That is the Holy Spirit. But unto us is like warning us that we try to give righteousness and we are holy as He is holy. All of us, even as if you are seeing me, but it was me, the only Holy One, is the Holy Spirit, and is the Father, and is the Son. We are fighting to be holy just as they are. Like man does in 1 Peter.
To
be holy as I am holy. And thus, we
are
still fighting up to today. We cannot say that we have gotten right. According to Philippians, he said, I have not seen I've reached the goal, but I'm fighting to reach the goal. Praise Jesus. Let's all fight that we may not just sit within here and we claim as long as we got truth and refuse to work upon it and to fulfill these words as they are. As long as I sit in the place where we studied truth.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now that word
is
of the fear of God, not of the devil. When you see the Holy One, no, it's the Lord Jesus. It's the Holy Spirit. It's the Father. We are fighting to be holy just as He, like He told us.
And
it told us we are holiness. No one will see the Father. That's why we fight that we get holy.
Amen. Atulimu Petero echo kubiri. Esule yoko vinuri yiwa kumina lumu.
2 Peter 2 verse 11.
Neba malaika ne wankuba denga beba singa amanyi nobu yinza. Tebaba leta ko musango gwa bufumi eri mukama waffe. Na yabo ngensolo estalina magezi. Ezizalibwa ensolo obusolo ezokutwalibwanga n'okuzikirizibwanga. Abafuma mu bigambo bibatategeera.
When you bring what they don't understand and they speak evil about them, they part heaven, take it aside. When you read their book and the pastor turns around You child, I don't understand you. But they first spoke evil about it. When you explain Jerusalem of heaven, there are cherubims. We know there are cherubim angels. But they speak evil about what they don't understand. When you reveal something, and I don't even get time to humble, and nice whether that thing is right, but they immediately speak evil about it. Praise the Lord Jesus. That thing you've spoken of is right. People argue in ignorance. My son said they were in school P7. They were in religious education. And the teacher gave them a question that God is in heaven. And the son told him he's in the third heaven. The woman argued there's no heaven of the third heaven, it's only heaven. And my son came to ask the scripture. I told him the scripture. He told me the other doesn't know religious education.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Now the situation is like that. Things gotten so messed up. You find them thinking they have the fear of God, but they don't want at all. There is a brethren who passes around preaching. This my son asked him a question. How many eyes does God have? He told them any eyes he wants he has. And he told him, he's
sitting on
him. He has seven eyes. And he said, if he has seven, he has seven, okay. And he moved on to preach. The second time when he came back, a Muslim waited upon him. How many eyes does God have? A Muslim asked him. And he said, the children said he has seven eyes. Now we would have come and ceased from being proud. Where did you get that God has seven eyes? For now a child is very simple and easy. But because of pride, he always passes around here. When you find him, you think he's preaching God. Let me tell you, even if I pass a child and they speak a challenging word, I know that God, he can pass through a young one to ask me a question. See how I despise. Jesus has come within the temple. It is 12 years. And he gets the scroll and reads it. And it explains it to them. If you despise him, what can you do?
For
12 years, he had entered the temple. Because people have no fear of God, which is right. They walk when they have uplifted themselves.
Hey,
besides, they are shouting around, making noise. But he himself has never gotten born again.
And
when you find them on the streets,
and
they are
preaching,
you will be saved. When a guy gets saved, and you say, brethren, but what is getting born again? Confess with your mouth and believe. What does that mean? You get born again. What does it mean? They immerse with the water and you get out. And after that, and you get the spirit that comes, and you speak tongues, and it's done. Because of time, let's pose the questions. Let's move ahead.
Peter Echokubiri. Mu kuzikirira kwawe tebalirema kuzikirizibwa nga boononebwa y'empeera y'okwonoona
messed up many things and they refused to get the fear of God and to reap evil and to help others get out of evil. But they move on humbling themselves and they stole a lot of people and they destroyed many people.
Abalowooza ebinyumu by'emisana nga ssanyu.
You had those pleasures and they put them right now in the churches. And they say we're going to put life in the church. You come in the overnight, we are going to bring musicians and the year night.
nebayita ba singles buli omu nebamugamba yambala
akambalo. They call singles, they tell each one cloth.
Yambala akambalo akakutunda.
Put on a clothing which will market you.
And you come in
the singles.
And
Jezebel is all over you.
Peter 2 verse
13.
Abalowooza ebinyumu ebyemisana nga ssanyu mabala n'obwonoonefu abatiguka mu mbaga zaabwe ez'okwagalana nga balya embaga wamu nammwe.
Bamanyi okwereetesa mu kanisa
sekwagala
kubakyalirako eyo.
Nina
akayimba kange musumba njala kujja kabayimbira gundi oyimba nyimba
ki
bobo yiba gospel soko jo tuyimbira mu
tukakasa
oba nga njiri
tukukebere if it's a gospel we shall check you out.
Olutuuka nuba mwagala kutuyimbira
when you reach one thing for us.
Bamanyi okwekyaza kyaza
not to visit
nga bazze okuwambira ddala obuwe
and they have come to capture those ministries.
Peter
2:14
nga balina amaaso agajjudde obwenzi
bw'olaba amaaso
tebagakulaba.
Abamu baagasigaano kala ndala
painted different colors up here
kati ate eno obusige buno yabusala
now the last they cut them off
butunudde waggulu wewe
and they are pointed up like this
naye nga bagamba mbu batya Katonda era ng'oyise mu makanisa
leero
kankubuli osanga mubatono abatira ddala Katonda naye amaaso gonna enjala zokka nga
bwezitunula
olowooza ng'alinga butwa.
Peter 2:14 nti nga balina amaaso agakyudde obwensi agataleka kwonoona nga basendasenda emyoyo egitali minywevu nga balina omutima ogwamanyiira okwegomba
buli kamu kaalabye
everything they see
akagoye ako
that cloth
sister akagoye wakaguze
mmeko how much did you buy that cloth
akagata
that shoe
mubere mu competition
you are there in competitions of shoes and clothing. But the competition of knowledge. Who knows? How do you know
scripture?
They are not on that. How do you come to pray in tongues? I was like this. And as well, you two go begin like that. But it's never such.
Peter 2:14.
Abaana
abokukolimirwa.
They are cast children.
Abalike kubo egolokofu ne bakyama nga bagoberera ekkubo lya Balamu omwana wa Beyoli eyayagala empeera ey'obutali butuukirivu. Naye n'anenyezebwa olw'obujeemu bwe ye endogoyi etayogera bwe yayogera n'eddoboozi ly'omuntu yaziyiza eddalu lya nnabbi.
Bannabbi baagwadde eddalu.
The prophets already got mad.
I
think you are with people who are right.
A personal
commands people to kiss public.
It
even offers money for that.
The one who
will do it best will be paid a million
shillings.
And you think he has any wisdom in him? The mad prophet is the other mad one. These
men
speak immorality, enjoys and laughs. Others try to hide it. But the other never hides it. All them are outside fearing God.
You
find them and you think people have loved God. Yet they are beasts.
Peter 2:17.
They have nothing like the Holy Spirit. According to John 7, 38 and 49.
To
them, everything which comes, they pursue. If it's prayer mountain, they go. Everywhere they hear program, they run. They say it's Israel. They have nothing right to pursue.
There's
a prophet who fresh comes. Let's go. Where they go. When you find them, you think they fear God. Everywhere they go there.
abakuumirwa ekizikiza ekikutte zigizigi.
Kitani yabateeka mu kkomera
eyo. They were put them in that prison.
Tewali wadde omusana gw'okumanya Katonda.
The light of knowledge of God.
Babeera n'okutyanga kwa
kifuulani. The fear which is twisted.
Era bw'omusinga kaffe tutya Katonda.
They claim they fear God.
Mwe mulowooza mwe kamwe mutya Katonda.
And they say you think you all alone fear God.
Naffe tumutya.
We do we fear him.
Mwe akabonera akalaga ati mutyanga
Katonda. Proving you fear him is where.
Atulimpita Peter ekyokubiri.
2 Peter 2:18.
Kubanga bwe boogera ebigambo ebikulu ennyo ebitaliimu basendasenda mu kwegomba kw'omubiri mu bukaba abo abali okumpi n'okubadduka abatambulira mu bukyamu.
Owulidde bulungi. Bagenda ne bagera zi great swelling words.
And speak great swelling words.
Ayinza okubagamba leero ssaawa
ziko.
Yimuka ku bigere
ebyo.
Ndaba eggulu nga lisse.
I see heaven come down.
Ekulya gudde kankano.
Heaven has opened.
Oyingira.
You are entering.
Ojjayo obugagga
bwo. Get your wealth.
Ndaba nga muka.
I see it coming.
Nika omukono obutole.
Raise your hand. Get it.
Ushike.
Put it down.
Butole.
Get it.
Ekibeere.
What happens there? As you get out of there, you are all tired, as if you've been beaten. And the government now, if once people can handle the army, let it go in churches. There are people who have made muchaka muchaka for 30 years. They pulled the space and they are pulling. Now those people can handle guns. Big words that they are threatening. I see the heart of God there. It is beating you. As you believe it is moving down, the hand is moving here. After moving it, it says, the Lord has moved much anointing. But he said right now, put an oil within him. Petro.
Petero ekyokubiri
2:19
nga babasuubiza okuweebwa eddembe nga bo bennyini baddu bakuzikirira.
Basuubiza eddembe.
They promise freedom.
Aba oteebwa.
I see you get it.
Olwaleero bakuta. Ogenda mu mawanga. Oteebwa.
You are setting free.
Naye nga Sitaani yamukwata n'asibooli.
But when the devil bound them,
tagenda mugole bwali bayagala
atya. They got to heaven no matter what they wanted.
Naye nga bwakusuubiza wano ndi oteebwa.
When they promise you are getting loosed.
It
says you lose. It loses
you. Say
it loses me. But the one telling you is bound by the devil himself.
He always
under the ocean gathering power.
When he promises something,
he loses you. Something loses you today. It sets you free. If it does it, you stress it for
him.
You run and so it. You come quick.
And
you run running. But they have told you that you said you lose when he twists a pound. And the devil bound him.
You
never get out of the prison of the devil.
There
are people like that. That they proclaim freedom upon us.
Peter 2:19. Bwe baamala okudduka okuva mu bugwagwa bw'ensi mu kutegeerera ddala Mukama waffe era Omulokozi Yesu Kristo naye ne beegombeza mu obwo omulundi ogw'okubiri ne bawangulibwa ebyoluvannyuma byabwe bisinga obubi ebyolubereberye kubanga kyandibadde kirungi gye bali singa tebaategeera kkubo lya butuukirivu okusinga bwe baamala okulitegeera okudda ennyuma okuleka ekiragiro ekitukuvu kye baaweebwa kyabatuukirirako ng'olugero lw'amazima bwe luli nti embwa eddidde ebisesemi byayo.
Era babeere mu bisesemi embwa.
They are in their vomit dogs.
Zireyo embwa nsambu mu
musanvu. They are the 77 dogs.
And they have
gone back to things of the world as they were. And it's nothing like the fear of God. And
they are the
pigs went back into unrighteousness. Because of that, brethren, that's why we can speak of briefly.
in this false fear which is within the church and the way they do it. The other time, we shall come
to
see that fear how it works in the world, in the magic and sorcery in the world. Praise Jesus. What has been done with threatening people, the preparations of the devils, the new world order, the kingdom of the beast, and the false prophets. God bless you. Thank you for coming.
Amen.